Hello, everybody. Hi, I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us today. We're also going to be joining with Jamie Poskin. Jamie's my guest today. He's the founder and executive director of TeachFX. TeachFX at teachfx.com. And I got a press release about a month ago, maybe a little more now, that explained what TeachFX is, and I was fascinated. I called Jamie on the phone. We had a nice conversation, and I'm just fascinated by what he has created. He's the founder and executive director of TeachFX. It uses the latest advances in artificial intelligence technology to fulfill a mission of promoting meaningful and equitable classroom dialogue, and actually measures that. And it's being used by about 5,000 teachers now, and you are going to be fascinated by what Jamie has created here, and I might add his team. He'll give them credit as well. So stay tuned. Let me just do a little homework here. All right, we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. Now, that's the home of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. And I have to tell you, that's one of the things that fascinated me about TeachFX, because it can actually measure equity of student voice and equity of classroom dialogue. It's just amazing. So if you're interested in equity, and I guess you are because you're listening to us, go over to ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Our online journal, Equity and Access, is over there, and you will enjoy that. All of our podcasts and our podcast schedule are there as well, plus a host of other things all about equity. Our American Consortium, it's free for educators, K-12, actually pre-K-12, actually pre-K-20. If you're in education or interested in education, join with us, ace-ed.org. And without further ado, I'm in Maine, so let me swing all the way across the country and say hi to the man of Menlo Park, California, Jamie Poskin. Hi, Jamie. How you doing? It's Larry here.
Hi, Larry. Good to talk with you again.
It's a pleasure to have you here, my friend. I promise we do this, and I'm really excited about doing it because I'll tell you, you graduated Stanford, right? What was your degree in with Stanford?
I've came back a couple times. So I did my undergrad there in 06, religious studies and drama, and then I went back for my master's in education and my MBA, and graduated in 2017.
And then you did some stuff with the artificial intelligence there and that kind of thing, didn't you?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, I'm not an AI expert, but my co-founder Burt Coker is, and I met him at Stanford. He was teaching. He was teaching some, or you know, TAing some of the advanced level machine learning AI courses on voice, and he's a really impact-oriented guy. And once we connected, it really, TeachFX really took off.
Talk about synergy. It's unbelievable. Okay, maybe we can get him on the show with you next time. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That would be great. Okay, because I'd love to learn more about his side of it. Because believe me, to me, Scotch tape dispenser is a high tech device. Okay, a thermos is a high tech device. So we'll move on from there. Okay, but thermos is important. How does it know how to keep the hot things hot and the cold things cold? How does it know which is which?
It's amazing.
It's an astounding thing. Okay, old joke. There we go. So tell us about TeachFX, and you have a thing with that called Equitable Classroom. So that's a new initiative. But tell us the beginnings of TeachFX, and then we'll get into Equitable Classrooms. We're going back in time now. 2000.
We'll go back in
2017.
Time.
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so yeah. I was a classroom teacher. I taught math and English at a high school in Spanish Harlem in New York. And when I was in grad school, was doing some research on, really why teachers left the profession, and digging into that led to this insight from a principal that I was interviewing that, a big pain point in K-12 education is how hard it is to give teachers meaningful feedback on their teaching. Just because of the human capital challenges, you can call it, in K-12 education. So that led to the birth of TeachFX, which is a tool that teachers, they have on their, on their phones, on their laptops. We also have a Zoom and a Teams integration now that people are teaching virtually, where teachers record their class, and then our software automatically measures how engaged the students are, what the discourse patterns in your classroom look like, and then provides you as the teacher with targeted pedagogical feedback on your teaching, very similar to what an instructional coach might do in terms of collecting data and then surfacing that to the teacher.
It's basically a neutral point, but it's on feedback. Okay, but it's a, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's three big drivers of our work, and one of them is feedback for teachers. You know, in order to improve in anything, you need feedback, and that goes well beyond teachers. But, you know, I was, you know, I taught math and English. My English classes were never observed my entire teaching career.
Yeah,
and I think
my
experience is not super out of the norm. I mean, you know, principals have a lot of responsibilities in the buildings where they're in charge, and you know, it's also evaluation is very different than feedback often. So that's a big pillar of our work. The other two big pillars of our work are the central importance of student voice to learning. So, you know, students need to talk in order to learn. The research on that's unequivocal. So whether you're working on something like asking more open-ended questions or using wait time, or you're implementing a whole new curriculum, really the whole point is you're trying to get the kids more engaged and speaking more. And we believe that that's a very essential thing to measure, a very powerful thing to measure that process. And then, of course, the third, you know, big pillar of our work, which is, I think, one of the reasons why we're talking today, is equity. So teachers talk at their kids 75% of class time on average, rather than letting kids lead their own learning. But that problem is way more acute for special populations, where you see this phenomenon where, you know, Title I students, students with disabilities, English learners, those are the groups that benefit the most from speaking in class, but they get far fewer opportunities to do that in our current system.
And over the course of you of teachers using TeachFX, and again, since 2017, we've just turned into 2021. Okay, so I'm going to say 3 years just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
Okay, since 2021 really is only a few weeks old right now. What have you? Happy birthday, 2021. What have you heard back from educators about how using this? And I'm asking, I know, by the way, you and I have talked, I know this thing works, but I want to get that clear to everybody. But one of the concerns in this is that somebody gets something new, an educator, and they use it for a little while and it kind of drops by the wayside. But I don't think that's happening with this. I think this thing is so fascinating. Okay, I really am amazed by it. Okay, and I just want to hear the feedback you're hearing from teachers and maybe even principals, because it helps them, the principals, do their job too. And I have to disagree with you about something you said earlier. It is a principal's or an administrator's job to observe and evaluate their teachers. If they're not doing that, they're not really doing their job, because if they don't know how good a teacher is doing and see it for themselves, they don't know how good the students are doing. So I don't make excuses for them. I don't make excuses for them. They've got to find a way to do that, and this is one of the ways that could that can help them and the classroom teacher. Okay? It's
well, that's exactly
product.
Right. That's,
yeah.
That's a big
wonderful
part
product.
Of what I'm trying to help with is that, you know, if I'm an administrator, you know, number one, I am doing that evaluation. So that's tough to actually, you know, also be giving formative feedback to my faculty when I'm also in charge of whether, you know, they get tenure or what, you know, what their job status, right? So what's nice about TeachFX is it's totally private to the teacher, and it's something that the administrator can supplement their efforts with. So I may only be able to get in your classroom a couple times because of the demands on my time. But TeachFX is something that you can do on demand whenever you want. You could do it every day if you wanted. And I think that's to go back to your first question about, well, what's the kind of feedback we get from teachers?
Yeah.
You know, this is the most rewarding part of this job. And, our team, you know, we try and, we ask teachers to reflect on their experience with TeachFX because we like to get feedback. I mean, we're all about feedback. That's a big part of our company culture and what our product does. And
that's what you do for a living.
That's what we do for a living. So when we get these feedback videos or recordings that teachers send us, it's just, I mean, it brings a tear to my eye almost every time, because the teachers are talking about how, you know, this really made me reflect in a new way about my teaching. And it was so nice because it's not judgmental in any kind of way. It's encouraging the positive things I'm doing, and it's totally private to me. So I'm not on the defensive as a teacher. I'm not worried about, you know, these other things. All I'm worried about is our kids learning, our kids engaged in my room. And this tool is helping me do that. And it's helping me do that in a quick way. You know, I can I can look at some summary metrics for a few seconds, right? I can dive in for a minute or two. The software like highlights parts of your class that relate to your goals as a teacher. And so it just takes away a lot of the work of reflecting and improving as a teacher, and makes it a very, you know, couple minute process that can make a big impact on teaching. And that's the other side of the feedback that we've seen is, you know, teachers change their practice when they use this tool, and we're measuring.
Oh, that's
interesting. So teachers ask,
that's good to know.
They ask more open-ended questions. They increase the amount of time that their kids are talking. So we've seen huge changes in teacher practice among our partners and, you know, the teachers using the tool, which is just a phenomenal thing to see, because we all know how hard that can be. I mean, that's a hard thing to do in education.
Yeah, and it's an app. I know that. So what happens? A teacher has it on their cell phone. They just hit go or a little button, and boom,
yeah,
it's just recording
it's
the class and it's measuring.
Pre-pandemic, that's exactly what happened. Teachers, most of them use it on – we have a smartphone app on Android and iPhone.
Yeah.
You can also do it on your computer. But, yeah, basically you're just pressing one button. You can even set a schedule so that you don't have to remember.
Cool.
And then now that we're virtual – we've integrated our software with Microsoft Teams and Zoom so that a teacher can just automatically get feedback on anything that they're recording on Zoom or Teams. So it's pretty
and
nice.
What,
like, it's not a lot of work for the teacher.
Yeah, and what does it – let me ask it this way. What does it look like, okay, when a teacher reviews what happened? Is it a bunch of graphs? Does it identify the student who's speaking for the teacher? I mean, what does it look like? What does that review look like, that feedback?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think some of the things you just mentioned for sure are part of it. It's, we really try to bring you through sort of a slideshow. Think of it as a slideshow with, you know, somewhere between 10 and 12 different insights that our AI generates. So you might look at a slide that is about your lesson design, and it's not just graphs, it's sort of text feedback. Like, hey, this is what happened with your lesson design. You know, here's what you might want to – if there's reflection questions built into it. And then there's resources. So if you're like, huh, I'd like to think more about different types of lesson design, there's resources that are embedded into the app. And so teachers really pick what they want to focus on. So you might click on the slide that's about you know, open and closed questions, and it might and it would give you feedback like, hey, in this class you asked 6 open-ended questions and 25 closed-ended questions.
Wow.
And it highlights each of those
and
questions.
And it can tell that. It can actually tell that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's sort of the underlying AI technology is doing that kind of work.
Holy crow. It's scary stuff. It's smarter than I am. I don't like this. It's like Terminator 3. I'm starting to get concerned. No, I'm just kidding, of course. Okay. It's really incredible.
It's a fancy stopwatch. It's really that's some of our partners.
It's
like
a very
fancy stopwatch. Yeah.
And so let me ask you this: What has happened? This is an interesting question. 2017, you put it out there. Now it's 2000, the beginning of 2021. As you looked at it over the past 3 years, what has changed? What have you added to it? What were the original ideas? You said, oh, whoa, that's not working. We need this. What did you add, et cetera? What have been the changes?
Yeah, I mean, early on, all TeachFX did was tell you your percentage of talk as a teacher and the student talk percentage. It was just one number. And actually, teachers really liked that. I mean, it was a quick and easy kind of piece of feedback. But we also had teachers asking for more. Oh, my gosh, this is so interesting. I want to know what's driving. You know, why did I have more student talk in this class? I want to dive a little deeper. So we started adding more and more visualizations and metrics, and now it's really personalized to whatever you as a teacher or you as a school might be working on something together want to work on. So you might be thinking about ping pong versus volleyball. That's a phrase we use a lot. You know, ping pong meaning every time a student speaks, the teacher feels the need to respond, right? Versus volleyball, where the teacher sends the ball over the net, so to speak, and a student might respond, and then another student might respond to that student's comment, and then a third student might make a, you know, synthesizing comment before sending the ball back over the net to the teacher. Well, like, that's just something that's, you know, really great, beautiful, dialogical, you know, pedagogy there. But you know, that's the stuff that now TeachFX does that the earlier versions of the app didn't.
I still say it's absolutely fascinating. I just think it's incredible. How long can it keep the record? Like, you look at it on Tuesday, will you have it for a year, forever? What's
that? Oh, all the data is owned by the teacher. So it's the teacher's data. They can save it for as long or as short as they want. It's really in their control.
And let me ask you this question. Could a principal walk into a classroom, he or she wants to observe or wants to know more about that particular teacher, and have TeachFX app on their cell phone and just lay it down there on the teacher's desk and then come back and get it 45 minutes later? They could do that.
Well,
right?
The important clarification,
with the teacher's permission, I might add, you know, just
right,
it's
exactly,
an observational,
yeah.
It's an observational tool that the administrator can use. Yeah. It's not meant
right.
to.
So in that,
yeah.
Teachers can share their class reports with principals. So what we encourage is put the teacher in the driver's seat. Say, hey, you know, I'd love to, you know, get in your classroom, but my week's really busy. Maybe you could just share a TeachFX class report with me. And, you know, the big important caveat is we do not allow TeachFX to be used for evaluative purposes at all. And so in most cases, the sharing is actually being done among peers. So it's teachers sharing with the other members of their PLC or their department. And so then when they have their PLC meeting, they actually have a little window into each other's classrooms, which is not really possible otherwise, given how, you know, packed teacher schedules are. And so now they can actually talk about teaching and learning in their PLC meeting instead of all the sort of logistical things that tend to dominate those meetings when you don't have a window into your colleagues' classrooms. And it's all voluntary. So it's, you know, not every teacher
that's what you keep saying,
is
and
there,
I like that.
But yeah. Yeah,
it's interesting. I can see it being used by teachers who are teaching the same kid, okay? And in English, that child's having problems, and in history, they're not. And you could actually find a measure of that and say, why is Susie so interested in this? And what am I doing wrong with this? What's my relationship with her? That kind of, this is a great product.
It's so funny you bring up that example because that's a very common application that we've seen in PLCs and in department meetings is really using it as a tool to say, wow, you really got, you know, a couple of students engaged that I really struggle with. And then looking back at the questions
exactly
asked and the way that those interactions unfolded can be really eye-opening for the teacher who wants to engage those students better.
Okay, so now let me ask you, as you know, we run the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Equity. Okay, you have a thing called Equitable Classrooms, and I know we've talked. You're very interested in equity. You see your work as an equity work, okay, to a great extent.
For sure.
Not totally, but
for sure.
A great extent, okay? And so talk about that. Talk about your new initiative, Equitable Classrooms, that obviously grows out of what you see, and I'll use your quote, of equity of voice. Okay, yeah. I think that's the way to put it, creating equity in the classroom. You're wrong. Go ahead, Jamie.
Well, yeah, so, you know, the pandemic has been, you know, a horrible tragedy to humankind.
Yeah.
There's this crazy silver lining with, you know, virtual classrooms. So as everyone moved to virtual classrooms, it made new things possible with machine learning and AI. So in the virtual classroom, we are able to do a lot more. So we can actually show not just, you know, these things like open-ended questions or how much your kids are engaged, but actually which students are engaging, exactly how much, and how much every kid is talking and engaging and participating in the class. And so what we launched this year is a new initiative where districts or schools can turn on our software. It runs in the background. So it's not, the teacher doesn't need to do anything. There's no work involved on the district or school's side, but our software is just helping surface these equity of voice metrics across the entire institution. So you can look at a report that shows which ethnicities, you know, ethnic groups, let's say, are participating at what rate.
But
you can
how does the machine know which ethnic groups?
The machine doesn't. So that's a good clarifying question. So we just know which students are participating. So then the school or district gives us like the whatever equity slicing and dicing they want to do. So it might be ethnicity, it might be English learner status, it might be, hey, we have these 20 kids in a special program and we'd really like to see if that program's having an impact. Or you know, and obviously we look at grade level, we look at all sorts of things, whether students are participating more in different subject areas, for example, or in different buildings. Like one of the early beta districts that we piloted with, you know, they had a really challenging gap between English learner participation and equity of voice and their general population. It was huge. It was like, I think the average student in their district spoke about 8 minutes a day, whereas English learners were speaking like 1.5 minutes a day. It was a pretty dramatic difference.
Wow.
But when you looked across all their sites, there was this one elementary school that actually had, less of a gap. Like their English learners, they had more talk overall, more student talk overall, and their English learners were talking at about the district average rate of 8 minutes. And so that's a huge opportunity for that district to learn from those teachers. What are they doing to engage their English learners that maybe other sites might benefit from?
But you're not able to tell. You can ask the question from your software, but you're not able to get that answer from the software. You're not actually hearing the teacher teach. Okay, what you're hearing is the student voice feedback, and then you can go to that school or go to that teacher and say, "What are you doing right? What was the difference here? I noticed this."
Yeah,
right.
It's a good point. So all this data is anonymized and aggregated so that the teacher's privacy is still protected in all of this, so that, you know, we can learn a lot about equity of voice in the district without having to know anything about a particular teacher's classroom. So that is a good point.
I'm having trouble with this, and I guess it's Orwellian, if I may, okay, but that the teacher is so well protected. To my way of thinking, and I think I'm probably wrong here, the teacher doesn't need that protection because they're in a job, and it's just the administrators or whoever or parents just seeing the exact data. Why? And that brings the question: why are you so concerned about the teacher being so anonymous in this and so private?
Maybe it's because
maybe
a teacher.
It's you.
I'm
just curious because from my point of view, it doesn't seem to hurt. Okay, between an administrator and a teacher, but I could be wrong. Okay, I'm not George Orwell. Everybody, two legs good, four legs bad. Okay, I tell you.
Well, so it's a great question. I think what I've found in our work is that teachers are much more embracing reflection and change and really improving their teaching when they're in the driver's seat, when they don't feel like something's being forced upon them, and when it doesn't feel like it's potentially punitive or someone's going to monitor and penalize me. I mean, it's like treating...
That's human nature. Human nature. Yeah.
Right, right. And so it's like, you know, you don't want to be treating I have a two-year-old at home. It's like you don't want to treat the teacher like a two-year-old who you're monitoring all the time and making sure they don't do this and that. It's like they're adults and they're professionals. So the anonymity and the privacy there is really about that. It's about putting the teacher in the driver's seat for their own change.
I like the way you say that.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I don't think any of this would work if you tried to, I wouldn't be interested in it anyway, you know, but
I can hear the uproar if suddenly you thought everybody was listening in. Believe me.
That's not what we're about. That's not what we're about.
I know that. And very few, and teachers, nobody wants to be thought that they're being, I'll just use this crazy word, spied on all the time.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Nobody wants that. Okay. Because we're talking about professionals here. What I'm just trying to do is use the tool, okay, to enhance the teacher's expertise. Okay. And
exactly.
That kind of thing. It's an interesting balance right there. Okay, because I can see both sides of that. It really is. So that's equitable classrooms, right? And that's different from your TeachFX app. Help me.
Yeah, really, equitable classrooms think of TeachFX as a teacher's product, right? It's something they turn on and off when they want to get feedback. Equitable classrooms is something that a sort of a district admin might use, right? It's like, hey, I want to know what equity of voice looks like across my district. So I turn this thing on, I get these reports. And it can really allow me to allocate resources in smarter ways. It can allow me to really make the change. I mean, you know, we've been talking about equity in schools since the 1700s. So it's new data that we can, it's new data that we can bring to bear on this problem. And it's actually, you know, for the first time, it's data. The data that we actually know impacts learning.
And I love this. And I'll tell you something, as you know, people say student voice is so important these days. This is actually something that's going to measure that. All right.
Yeah.
And it's going to create a balance. Okay. And so many people say, you know, I'm not the not in the front of the room anymore. I'm a guide on the side. You know, I'm not the sage on the stage. I'm the guide on the side. But you have to be that. Okay. And if you're talking too much from the side of the room, it's the same thing as being in the front of the room. Okay, and you want these kids, and we want to know which kids are. I just think this is just absolutely great stuff. So, is Equitable Classrooms, is that software or is it an app, or is that the same thing?
I mean, it's software that runs on the back end. Okay, so there's no app, so to speak, that a teacher or that even a district admin has to use or install. It's really, it's something that's installed on the back end. And then the data is produced in an anonymous way. And so then that data, then you can slice and dice and do what you like with it. And we actually help with that. So we're with the folks we're doing Equitable Classrooms with, you know, we're producing these kind of reports on, you know, what equity of voice looks like in that district.
And what are you hearing from the – is Equitable Classrooms out there in full, or is it still under test?
We have a couple beta partners that have been doing it for a while, and we just launched with 10 or 12 new districts in the last couple weeks, and we're going to be doing a lot more. So we have a couple – you know, there's like a short – we're giving away Equitable Classrooms for free because it's – you know, it's this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to understand this type of data. And so we just feel – and also the clock is ticking because we can only do this while virtual learning is happening.
We don't know how long that's going to last. But
exactly.
TeachFX.com, exactly. Everybody, if people go there, they can find out more about this. I'm glad you said that.
And EquitableClassrooms.org is our you know, Equitable Classrooms initiative lives there. And, there's just a short application – making sure that sort of what districts are looking for that we can actually deliver on, but it's you know, 5 minutes to fill out. But then, basically it's a free offering for folks that, I mean, we're not going to be able to serve everybody who applies, you know, just because we're a small team, but
Of course.
But, you know, we're going to do our best to serve as many folks as we can. We have
TV line, call mail, operating standard by. Okay. So it's equitableclassrooms.org and teachfx.com, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, just so we get that. And what are you hearing from the Equitable Classrooms folks, the school districts that are using it? What's the feedback on that?
I think, you know, it's early, right? We are just starting to collect the very first bits of data, but, you know, one of our partners is Anaheim Union High School District, and the chief academic officer there, Manuel Colon, you know, put it, I think, really well. He said, you know, basically, hey, look, achieving greater equity has been, a long time aspiration of our district, but, you know, creating these equitable learning environments, especially for English learners, they have a big focus on English learners and other subgroups is a big challenge, especially during COVID. And so Equitable Classrooms, he's telling me, it's finally getting us to the root causes of these equity challenges. Who's actually engaging in class? And so I think the word that we hear the most or the phrase we hear the most is that it's game changing.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah, we're excited about the possibilities here. I mean, you know, there's a lot of work to be done when these, equity challenges are uncovered, but
for an administrator to say this thing is the game changer for a gentleman, and the gentleman himself is of Latino extraction. I heard his name. Okay. And he has to deal with children of various ethnic groups. And for him to be able to say that this is a game changer, I'm actually able to see the data I need. okay, to make changes and where the challenges are. I think that's fascinating. I think that's just great, man. That's incredible.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do. I'm really, as you know, I've been impressed with this whole thing for since we talked. Okay, just think it's this application, because we always talk about AI in terms of using it to teach kids, but we never talk about it in terms of equity. Okay, and how that same technology can be used to literally measure, at least to some degree, equity. And if we get the details and can measure one kid between different classrooms, et cetera, one between different schools, and one, it's just a fascinating piece of data. And data is what makes the world go round. I have to say that. And you guys are providing it. Jamie, I think this thing is wonderful. I really do.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to do more. I want to get in touch with you. I'm going to call you. Can I call you tomorrow? You're going to be around?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, I do want to talk to you further about this. I just love this stuff. It's just great. Okay?
Great.
Is that good?
Great. Sounds good to me.
Jamie, thank you so much. I'm going to say again where everybody can find out more about what you're doing, all right? So that's Jamie Puskin, everybody, founder and executive director of TeachFX at teachfx.com. And you want to get to equitableclassrooms.org and fill out that application, and maybe Jamie can help you. Thanks, Jamie. Thank you, my man.
Thank you, Larry. Great,
okay.
Great to be on.
I'll be in touch.
Take care.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Great stuff. I just love this. And a good guy, too. Jamie Puskin. All right? TeachFX. Well, super. All right. We'll archive the show at ace-ed.org, our equity website. Join our consortium. It's free to educators. See all the wonderful stuff we're doing. Read our magazine, Equity and Access, over there. ace-ed.org. The American Consortium for Equity and Education. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Free K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Jamie.